Let's do this. Woo! Ring the bell. This is Between the Ropes.
Oh, you're going for the dirt, for the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's time to get Between the Ropes. Between the Ropes.
He's Scott Fishman of the Miami Herald, contributor to the Miami Herald, and Mick Foley's favorite person walking the planet outside of his own family. Scott Fishman joining us on the podcast. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Brian. Just getting ready for WrestleMania next week. WrestleMania week, you know, you got to batten down the hatches.
More importantly, does Mick Foley send you Christmas cards now, or how does that work, your relationship, since you're so tight?
Oh, okay. Yeah, what you're alluding to is just the Ronin show that was down here last weekend, and I posted a picture with Mick, and just the fact that he, like, put me over and showed appreciation for the story I wrote and helping bring people in for that meet and greet and whatnot. So that was a cool thing to have happen. So, of course, you're going to give me grief about it.
Mick Foley thanked you in the middle of a wrestling ring, okay?
Yeah. So, at first, I thought he was going to call me to the ring. Like, because he goes, you know, is Scott Fishman here? And he, like, looks around, and Jim, you know who I work with, Jim, he was taking video the whole time, so I still want to see my reaction from that, because I was like, oh, no, is he calling me to the ring, and then what's going to happen? But it was just to recognize, and that was really cool. It was at the end of the show, so.
Big time.
It was pretty nice.
The only thing I've had come close on a much smaller level is back in the day going to an ECW show, and RVD was standing on the apron, and he goes, I got to be impressive for the radio guys. And he was talking about me and Dickerman from the radio show, and we were doing it on the air here.
Nice. Well, it's always good that, you know, when they appreciate what you're writing, it's always better than, you know, them contacting you with an error or something.
Oh, and I've had that one happen plenty of times, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we've all gone down that road.
No, the best is when you have, and I won't name any names, but, and it's not somebody that's on the staff now, but somebody put something out there that's not true and not something that you said and was from an interview that they did with you. And then, of course, you get blamed. And then that person gets reamed out, too, because said wrestler finds that person in town and gives them a face-to-face talking to.
Yeah, well, I've had it where they said something to me in quotes, and I have it quoted, and then they get in trouble, and then they say what they said wasn't what they said, of course.
Right.
It was, you know, taken out of context.
Like, you said it, and I got it right here, Chief.
Exactly. That's why, you know, when you record interviews or you have the notes or whatever it is.
Well,
and then you hope your reputation a little bit, you know, helps you.
Right. Well, the good thing is, I don't know about you, but that has only happened a couple of times. It's been very, very rare. And almost everybody I speak with is
pretty cool. I think it happens more when you're, you know, working for like one of the websites where you're doing news and stuff. Because they're going to be like, I didn't say that or that's not true about me.
Right, and that's a good thing, is that for the most part, everybody's pretty cool. So, let's see, all the people you've been talking to lately. So, I see something with Jim Ross here, and you talked to Mick Foley, and then I believe you got a Paul Heyman interview in the pipeline there. What am I missing?
I talked to Chris Jericho also.
Oh, jeez. Give me a break.
For the DVD release. He was actually, you know, on tour with Fozzy.
You talked to him while
I guess they set up some sort of tour for him to talk about the DVD.
Wow, I didn't get that one. I'm missing out.
I'm missing out. You're going to be getting all the big interviews WrestleMania weekend.
You are going to be able to get those as well because you're going to Mania, but you're choosing to do something else.
I'm choosing to sightsee a little bit, but you're going to be. Well, I also didn't get invited to. Because I'm not a part of the radio stations or do radio or video like you do.
You would have been allowed to go, and you know it. You just had to reach out to somebody. You chose not to. You chose to spend some quality time with your wife sightseeing. Instead, I'll be getting up at, I'll be arriving on the scene at 5:30 in the morning a week from this Friday so I can speak with the stars.
Rough day, I'm sure.
That is going to be a rough day right there, man.
It's almost too much of a good thing. You almost wish you had like a Damian Mizdow stunt double to help you out.
Well, I do have a staff on it there. I have one.
You have a staff this time. You have like a whole crew of people.
I've got an entourage this time. So
you have an entourage. I'm picturing like fur coats and sunglasses as you're walking down, making your grand entrance.
Well, you know, if I broke out the suit that I'm going to be wearing for the Hall of Fame and throw in some shades, that could really be impressive. But, I've got my camera guy, and then I got an extra body there to help edit videos so we can crank them out a little bit quicker.
Man, I guess Between the Ropes is going to be the place to be.
I don't know, man. We'll find out. But, I mean, we're both going to WrestleMania. We're both getting there early. And you're staying through Raw, right?
I'm not sure about if I'm going to Raw yet, but yeah, I'm staying till Tuesday.
You're going to Raw, okay? don't even try to play coy with that. Like,
assume all these things are going to happen.
No, come on. Okay, let's pull back the curtain here a little bit. Okay, if you are media for WrestleMania and you're credentialed and you're sitting in the media box and you are, what happens every year during WrestleMania? About halfway to three-fourths of the way through it, a PR guy will walk around and saying, do you want to go to Raw? And you say yes. And guess what? You will have a media ticket to Raw.
Yes, that has happened in the past.
Right. And you're paranoid. You're thinking like it's going to change. It's not going to happen.
Because I know, you know, you never take anything for granted and you never know.
I'm not taking it for granted, but, you know.
Taking it for granted, I guess, but, you never know.
I know the drill, okay? I know what's going on here. That's happening.
So this way, if it doesn't happen, you're not setting yourself up for disappointment.
So. It's going to happen. I'm not worried about it. You're not even going to the NXT show that's going on out there. Because you had already made some plans, and then WWE popped up with this NXT show, and now you can't make it.
Yeah. I'm really bummed about that. Yeah.
I'll tell you all about it, okay?
San Francisco. Yeah, just put it all out there. I mean, I'm a huge fan of NXT, but, you know, at the same time, it's going to be great and everything, of course.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are going to be seeing it for the first time. We're kind of spoiled, especially you being spoiled and having it right in your own backyard, a couple-minute drive away, and you get to go to the shows.
Yeah, and it's a great move, I think, by WWE to do it.
I think it's amazing. Like, look, I mean, I proved it right there, sold over 4,000 tickets within 2 hours. That's pretty amazing. In a giant building with WWE Network being the predominant place of getting that exposure, it just shows you the power of the actual WWE Network right now. That it's not on a regular... They're not really promoting it hardcore, you know, as part of their shows, and they're going to be drawing a pretty good number.
Now, they're not showing that live on the network or anything, are they?
No, I'm surprised. I mean, I'm sure they've got to be shooting something for, you know, they can't just let this historic, you know, it's pretty historic to run in such a big venue, and, you know, they did the Columbus taping, I guess. They showed some matches this week, so, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you see some of those matches on that show.
Well, I think the thing that I'm really interested in is what guys from the main roster could pop up on that show.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that happened with the one in Ohio, okay? And I know some people are like, well, it was Big Show and whoever. But, I mean, who's not to say that they don't bring back some of the NXT alumni? Like, is Bray
Seth
Wyatt?
Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose.
Right. You know, Bray Wyatt, could he be there? Could Paige be there? So I'm going to...
And they're all in town anyway.
Right.
So.
Everybody's already in town.
But, yeah, maybe to do a promo or something. But I don't see them risking any injury or something in a match
right
before WrestleMania. I don't know if that would happen.
I don't know. I could see Paul Heyman popping up there, too.
That's true. I remember when he did that promo that first night when they opened the Performance Center, and then we went that night, and then he cut this big promo about Paul Heyman guys and who was going to be it. And
right. That could happen. Now, we will not see Kevin Owens wrestle because he's recovering from knee surgery, but we'll see everybody else in the NXT roster, it looks like.
Yeah, they're all, I mean, and then some.
Yeah, and then some. So that's going to be a fun night. I mean... That's the thing about the Mania trips are so much fun, too. And I tell everybody, you know, even if you're, and we'll get to this, but even if you're bummed about the hype for Mania, the whole spectacle of the show is something that I think everybody should go see at least one time if you're a wrestling fan. Just because, especially now with the venues that they use and just how huge the event has become, And then you have so many other things going on during the week. Like if you want to go to WrestleCon, you've got that. Or if you want to go to Ring of Honor, if you want to go to Evolve, if you want to go to the NXT show. I mean, there's, you know, you can go to Access. You know, I mean, there's a ton of stuff to do while you're there. So, I mean, it's just a festival for wrestling fans to get into town early and to just, you know, fill up your days as much as possible with all the wrestling stuff you want to do.
Yeah, it's a very, you get really caught up into it. I remember the first one I did was in Orlando. I had never been to a WrestleMania before, and just getting caught up in the atmosphere, and it's very festive. It's, you know, it's just so fun to be, you know, you're with other wrestling fans, other people that, you know, that have a passion or a love or a fan, you're a fan of what you're a fan of. So it's a great feeling to be amongst, you know, that crowd where you kind of relate and you become kind of like one. And it sounds cheesy to think that, but unless, I mean, you have never been, you really don't understand. Like, you can't, you see it on TV and it's great, but when you're actually there and you feel the energy, it's like, it's amazing. I can't imagine being a performer on the show, but just even let alone being a fan, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. Like, it's like a bug you catch. Like, ever since then, I've been wanting to go, like, every year, almost every year.
Yeah.
The 1 year I missed from WrestleMania 24 was WrestleMania 29. I had done 5 in a row, and then 29 I couldn't go because I was a best man in a wedding, so that year I missed. But, you know, from then on, it's just been like, it's like a place, like a convention that you want to make every year.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, the first one I went to was WrestleMania 20, which was in Madison Square Garden, and that was the first year that they had done a Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and it was like 5.5 hours. And when you talk about media, I think there was like 2 cameramen there and then me and another guy. Okay. And I don't, well, maybe there was a couple other people. I didn't see anybody else. But I just know that I didn't have a seat. So I was standing up watching the entire thing and just,
wow.
And just watching it grow from what it was then to what it is now. Because I mean, I didn't go to 21 or 22 or 23, but then I went to 24 in Orlando like you. And at that point, they, you know, they're having the big Hall of Fame ceremony, WrestleMania being outdoors, you know, in a much, much bigger venue at that point. And that's what they were going to be doing because Orlando really set forth the blueprint of how WrestleMania was going to, what city was going to get WrestleMania. Because in the past, it was always WWE, like, going to a city, like, we'd like to have the show there. And Orlando was the first one that pitched WWE and said, we want to bring you here. We want the event. And that's the way it's gone since then. And just to see what it's grown into now with the entire week of stuff. I mean, they do other things, too. I mean, they've got, like, I think they still do that the art show, which is for charity. And they do that early on in the week. They do... the reading is fun with where they go to the library and they have a contest for some of the kids. And, they have Access, obviously, where you can meet a lot of different guys. And then they've got other things that are set up around town for appearances and everything. So it's not just, you know, in one little location. Like WWE takes over the entire city and then everybody else tries to get some fringe events, too, for hardcore wrestling fans. So, hey, you know what? I don't want to go to the Hall of Fame, but, you know, I want to go to this Ring of Honor show, or I want to go to an Evolve show, or whatever it's going to be. I mean, there's something for everybody, I think, if you're a wrestling fan.
Yeah, because you know everybody, whether, like you said, if outside of WWE or inside WWE, they're going to be there in town. It's interesting to me that TNA hasn't really done much as far as when it comes to WrestleMania weekend and putting themselves out there. You figure that's where you get the highest visibility of wrestling fans, all in one place, all international, and you're not going to have someone there. I mean, you are unofficially, like you have a lot of the names that are doing like different events throughout the city, but they're not being represented as, you know, they're saying they're TNA stars, but they're not really there because of TNA, and it's interesting that they haven't done. I mean, you don't hear much about them doing stuff. I know in Orlando they had this thing where they crossed the line or something like that, where they had like a little setup. I thought that was really cool.
Did you
see
the
truck across the street from the stadium,
right,
you know, in Orlando? And I thought that was really good because you're putting your brand out there. You're making name. You know, at least somebody's going to find out about you. Why not take advantage of it in some way? So it's interesting to me that I haven't heard anything about them doing anything as far as getting the word out and using this as a platform for themselves.
Right. I think in Orlando, too, they had a truck that had a billboard on it that they were driving around With,
yeah, they had like a little, it was almost like a mini access. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know they had wrestlers there, but they definitely had like a little area where you take a photo with the championship.
Yep.
You have a big screen, like you said, where they're showing matches and things, and they're giving away things. So I thought that was a really cool idea.
Yeah, WWE ain't going to let them get that close ever again.
No, I understand that. But I mean,
but it was smart for them to do it.
They can't stop them from doing something.
Right, you know. And
even if it's paying for a billboard, I don't know, I guess maybe they would try to stop that too.
But. Maybe, but you know, I mean, they really haven't done too much. And the one in Orlando too, because they were obviously doing the shows here. Remember they did that big live show, and I think that was also the week that they introduced like their video game and
yeah,
everything.
It was a big, I remember I was at that. I was the first, was it a first live Impact, or it was, you know, it was like some sort of historic event.
I think
it was a live Impact.
There was a live Impact, and the following night they were doing a taping. But yeah, they did a big show on a Thursday night, I believe. And I think that same night, it was like certain people, like media, got invited to go back to
the
hotel.
Yeah, we went to the, I think it was the DoubleTree across the street, and then we were playing, they had us playing with like AJ Styles and guys. And meanwhile, it's funny that was going on at the same time as the 2K, not 2K, at the THQ, the video game tournament, the Superstar Challenge was going on at the House of Blues. So they really.
Well, the funny thing is, I was at the House of Blues that night. And they made some of the guys available for interviews. Like, what they did is they literally had, like, four different sections. And they would put, like, eight members of media in, you know, in each section. And then they would bring, like, three or four wrestlers to each section. And it wasn't like they just rotated them around. They just, whoever you got, that's who you got. And you couldn't even really get one-on-one. Like, everybody was talking with everybody. So, like, I think Beth Phoenix was over in our section. And maybe Santino and I can't remember who else. And then it was like you could walk around. And I remember Carlito was walking around. And I said, you got a few minutes? He's like, sure. So I talked to Carlito. So I did that. And then before the show began, I left and I went to the TNA show.
Yeah, it's always crazy. It's all about time management, all about juggling. Yeah. And
you got to find out about things that are going on, too. Because I know, like, last year, I didn't even know about this. But, like, I think you got an interview with John Cena. And he was at the aquarium or something.
I didn't do that, but Jim had over. I think Jim got. Well, that was when it was down here, I think, because you have the golf tournament. Also, that's another thing. You
right.
That's another place. You know, so there's so many opportunities for you to. They haven't. I think a couple years they've sent out a press release as far as where the guys are going to be, but sometimes maybe they just don't want to have like everybody there swarming the place.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
So I think that's understandable. Like when they do the Make a Wish Foundation, I think they have their little pizza party and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like. I think that's. I figure they can do their own like coverage as far as having a camera there and then sending something out afterwards.
Right, or having a small amount. Like I mean, stuff that they've done here in Orlando. Like I've gone to come a couple of the Be a Star rallies. So typically, if one of those is going on here in Orlando, I get invited to that, and those are really great. You know, where they go out speak with kids at a school, or even when they do Special Olympics and things like that. I typically get invited to those as well. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, that's a great opportunity for the talent of NXT to go out there as well and to do a lot of stuff with media relations and to get involved in the community too. So,
yeah, whenever they do the polar plunge and stuff, I love how they do that stuff for the Special Olympics in Orlando. It's like giving back in that sort of way. And also, like you said, giving them that experience of, you know, being a public figure and being kind of like someone that someone looks up to.
Okay, so let's take them down a peg. What do you think about the hype for WrestleMania so far?
I think the last couple weeks, I think, has been a better job than what we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've actually enjoyed a lot of the build and some of the matches. I mean, it's been a lot of talking on Raw, almost more than I've seen in a while with a big push. But I think that comes down to a lot of the guys that are in the main matches are part of, like, part-time deals or aren't there. For some reason or another, they're not wrestling in the show. So I think that's another thing. Like in past years, you've had these preview matches where you're having like guys involved in different avenues, the big names anyway. So this year it seems like that's been a challenge. But you know, of anybody that's been promoting WrestleMania, I think Paul Heyman is the one at the top of the list that is. Like every interview he's done, it's like the guy looks like he's gonna have a heart attack or a nervous breakdown in the ring or something like that. But you know, just the passion that he shows in the ring, and he really believes in what he's saying, and everything like that. And you know, he hypes an event so well. Like for Brock Lesnar, it's almost like you know Brock Lesnar isn't needed in this sort of situation. But then they had that video promo. I mean, the taped promo, which I think is great for Brock Lesnar. And just you know, where they do close-ups of his face and how serious he is and about his future. And I like not knowing about what's going to happen as far as that. So I think that makes it more interesting, this match with Roman Reigns. And I actually like the build with Randy Orton and Seth Rollins. I think they've done a good job in building that feud up. And I think another thing is it's kind of like they've given more attention to the undercard than they have in the past, I think, a lot of times, where they see that it isn't really a one-match show in a way. Because, I mean, yeah, you have Sting and Triple H and the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match, but at the same time, they've given a lot of time, especially on SmackDown, with that ladder match, the Intercontinental title ladder match, and the tag team title. Have they announced the tag title match? I'm not sure yet, but they have sort of built that up a little bit. Even the Divas are actually getting some time as far as building their match. So I think this year they've done a decent job, if not good job, about, you know, giving some attention to the undercard as much as, you know, the main event. And Bray Wyatt, man, there's a guy who's single-handedly built his match with The Undertaker, like using, you know, the different things that they've given him and just his promos and things like that. Without him even being there, he's able to get you excited about this match, even though, you know, Undertaker coming back is a big deal in itself. But
right,
just having him there every week and doing all these things and building it up, telling the story, and as it evolves over the last couple weeks, it's just a really testament, I think, to how good he really is. And this is going to be a big moment for him.
I agree that Bray has done a great job. I would like to see Taker on Raw Monday, the final Raw before Mania, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I think that's better not knowing. Because people are wondering, oh, this, because, you know, these pictures are being released, like, oh, he looks like this, oh, he's out of shape. And so it's almost like when the Ultimate Warrior came back, I remember in WrestleMania 12, where everyone was wondering, you know, what he was going to look like, but they never really showed him. They just showed, like, old videos and things like that.
But you can camouflage him.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about him looking bad. I think
you mean, like, just be in the dark and just doing a promo or something? Or
yeah, you know, you got the robe and just, you know, less is more. He just, you know, says rest in peace or whatever it's going to be. And, you know, it's kind of like one of those things. Remember when back in the day, Triple H had that reaction because he saw Cactus Jack?
And like a shadow?
Yeah, you know, he's freaking out like, oh, my God, what have I seen? I'd like to see something similar where, you know, Taker shows up and Bray Wyatt's like, holy crap, what have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, or like a I think, like you said, like a silhouette maybe.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Don't want to show him, though, I don't think. That's the key.
But you got
to
do something.
You want to leave up to the surprise. I was surprised to see Sting actually in the ring, you know.
Yeah.
And then even cutting a promo on the network. Not, you know, they kept it short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But now, just the fact that he was out there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that did a good job of promoting their match, too.
The Rollins-Orton one, I disagree with, because I thought that thing could have been a much simpler thing where Orton came back and just said, I remember what you did to me, so I'm going to get you. And instead, they turned it into this prolonged, we all know Orton's going to turn, but when's it going to happen? And I'm going to get one over on you. And then finally he does. He does that.
Yeah.
He did that awkward beatdown.
But at the same time, I liked how Randy Orton plays up the role.
Yeah.
Well, he's the Viper, and it kind of explains, like, oh, now all of a sudden he's a good guy now. So this kind of, like, helped transition that.
Well, that beatdown that he gave Rollins a couple weeks ago, that was pretty awkward to me because it was, like, it was so one-sided and everything. I was like, well, why do we need to see the match now? He just beat the holy hell out of this guy.
Yeah, but more I think about it, I mean, that's how Rollins' character is. He's the cowardly heel, and that really shows that, you know, what was done by Randy Orton. He wanted payback.
Right. I just like the storylines with a little bit simpler, and I would have loved the whole thing if they had gone, like, even when Orton made his return, if he had popped out of nowhere and he had gotten a couple things in on Rollins, but not an RKO. And every week he has talked about, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. You got an RKO coming. I got one written for you right here. It's coming. It's coming. And he has teased every week, and Rollins got away, and Rollins got away. And then finally, at WrestleMania, you got the payoff of the RKO, and Orton wins.
Yeah, and at the same time, that kind of worked with when Randy Orton and Shawn Michaels had that feud that led up to the Survivor Series with the super kick and the RKO.
Well, remember John Cena and Shawn Michaels for their WrestleMania match? They were teasing for 6 weeks that Shawn was going to hit him with a super kick. He actually did on the Go Home Raw because they were tagging together, and they did a double You Can't See Me on whoever, and then Cena turned around and right into a super kick, and everybody went crazy. But that was great. I just love those little moments of anticipation where, like, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Just wait, 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 and bang, you know, then it happens.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing that they, when it comes to, you know, when you don't see the guys, like, touching, you know, any sort of physicality or something, I think that builds the anticipation.
Right.
Like, they've done a decent to good job about, as far as keeping Roman, also it's by circumstance with Brock Lesnar, his whatever contract he has, but keeping Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns separate and not really engaging in a physicality, of course, I'm going to say that, but Monday I'm sure there's going to be some sort of something
maybe.
When they go face-to-face. But so you haven't really seen, you know, much when it comes to those two.
Triple H and Sting have been kept apart, which has been really good.
Yeah, but I didn't like how they did that at the event. I didn't, you know, where they were fighting each other. I didn't think that was necessary as far as...
Yeah.
That was one thing I would like to, not to see, like you were saying, like, just don't have them, you know, get physically involved, and that was kind of like a sense where they kind of gave a little bit of away when it came to that.
Well, you know what the other thing is, too, is that, you know, so many years, for the last couple of years at least, I think, well, last year might have been a little bit different because of the Daniel Bryan thing, but we sit there and we talk about... Where are we at on the hype level for Mania? You know, 2 months out, 1 month out, a couple weeks out, everything. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people that are disappointed in it this year. You know, WrestleMania is still going to be a big deal. Am I as jazzed up about it right now when it comes to the actual show as I've been in the past? No. But then, you know what, you start looking back on it and you say, you know, I don't know if this is a good thing, but you start saying, okay, but, you know, I really wasn't, you know, over the top excited about it last year or the year before, you know, it's kind of like one of those things you're like, what am I remembering that got me so hyped for WrestleMania? Was that a couple years ago or was that like 10 years ago? And since then, you know, there's been a little bit of a lack of hype for some of these shows.
I think a lot of it is, they've had so many of the WrestleManias happen and you've been a fan for so long. So a lot of it has to do with that, where you've already, you know, been through the process, I guess, of the build of WrestleMania. So I think that's part of the duo, but I understand what you're saying as far as that. And it's also, they're building up a new, you know, generation of guys. So it's not like all this established talent are going one-on-one. It's not like it's Austin versus Rock, Triple H versus
yeah.
this guy. You know, it's the depths of the talent pool now is kind of like, they're in a rebuilding phase right now. So I think that has a lot to do with it the last couple of years. And it'll be interesting next year to see what happens because it's going to be in Dallas and they want to have 100,000 people in there. So what kind of matches are they going to have that really gets you hyped about the, you know, WrestleMania?
Right. And the other thing is for this year is the whole Roman Reigns thing, that he is in the main event. And does it, you know, take that out of the equation of should he be there or not. But to if you take that little point out there and you just look, okay, this is the match. We see where Roman's at. We see where Brock is at. Does this really feel like a WrestleMania main event that people are super hyped for? Now, maybe they will be after Raw, but as of right now, you know, fine, Roman's in the match, but when I look as a whole, I'm like, but I don't know what other match on that show where I could say, now that is a WrestleMania main event.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Sting and Triple H would be that on this card, I think.
I guess, would it?
I mean, you're looking at two guys from, you know, a generation and going one-on-one. I mean, I guess a couple years ago it would have mattered more when the invasion angle was going on.
Yeah.
But I think just the fact that Sting is stepping in the ring for the very first time at WWE ring wrestling in a match at WrestleMania makes it a WrestleMania match. No matter who the opponent was going to be, whether it was The Undertaker, Bray Wyatt, or Triple H, I think it's still a big deal when you look at it that way. I mean, just the fact that, as far as the build, maybe not, but as far as just the sheer historic nature of having Sting in a WWE match, it makes it a WrestleMania match, I think.
So come Monday, the day after WrestleMania, who will be the WWE champion?
Part of me wants to see, I'm actually hoping that Brock keeps it because I just don't think Roman Reigns, it's like a broken record, I just don't see him as WWE World Champion right now, and I think it's going to do him a disservice to see him win the match because everybody expects it to happen. And I don't know what kind of reaction he's going to be getting in that stadium. Maybe they can, if Brock resigns, they can have a rematch or something like that, to build this a little bit longer. But I think it would be doing him a disservice if he won the match. But if Brock is indeed leaving, then maybe, you know, they have no choice. Or maybe they'll have Seth Rollins cash in the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah. Better chance that Seth cashes in at Mania or the Raw after Mania?
It could be one of those two things. I mean, it would be interesting to see at WrestleMania for the fact that it's never been, no one's ever cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase at WrestleMania. So that would be a big deal. And it would establish, I guess, Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins if they're going to go forward and not have Brock Lesnar involved as far as WWE. Or are they going to play it up? Like, is Brock going to win the match and then they're not going to say anything about him re-signing or whatnot, and they're just going to pretend that, you know, he's going to be gone because he hasn't signed a new deal and you're wondering where he's going to go?
I love that idea. Because I like that they, like, what a clip. I mean, they end the show going, what's going to happen? What's this guy going to do? And then you hype it all day on Monday, like, you know, Brock Lesnar, is he going to be here? Is he going to have the title? Is he going to leave? What's he going to say? Is Heyman going to say something? Or you can at least say Heyman's going to have a statement about it, but is Brock going to be there? And is this guy going to hijack the company? And, you know, things like that.
I would love to see it. It was the same way as CM Punk won a title, except I think they kind of missed the boat a little bit because they should have had him, like, on these independent shows or something, just to really have it come off as authentic, not just have him come back a couple weeks later. So I think if Lesnar showed up like at UFC training camp, or they had some sort of deal where he's showing up at all these MMA places just to gain, and just to get people to shred a doubt that he didn't re-sign with the company, like show up at like a Bellator thing or show up at a UFC thing.
Could they get footage of him actually going to a UFC event, sitting out in the crowd and going, hey, you know, they showed him on TV. Look at that, Brock Lesnar.
With the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes.
I don't know if UFC would be okay with that or whatever MMA company, but they might be okay with it.
Oh, Bellator doesn't care. Bellator wouldn't care. They're like, okay, whatever.
Or he shows up at the Floyd Mayweather fight.
Oh, my God. That'd be
Can
great.
Can you imagine?
Oh. Can he walk somebody to the ring and, like, have the belt?
Exactly. So something like that. Just have him go around town, all these big public events with the WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
I love it.
And then people are asking him, so do you resign? And you're like, no, or something like that. Play it off. Old school.
Will we see Rusev's lawyer again?
Oh, my God. That was horrific. They needed to get Clarence Mason or someone. I don't know. He had, like I said on Monday, had the sunglasses of Elton John, and I felt like Michael Myers was playing the character.
I thought he was going to go skeet shooting. I was waiting for him to say, pull!
Yeah. Whenever they get the actors, it's like hit or miss. Like, you know,
you sure that guy was an actor? I think he might have been working in the parking lot back.
Or an indie worker or someone who works for the company. I don't know.
He was a parking lot attendant. Let's get it right, okay?
Experienced. He was no Dr. Shelby.
Yeah, well, here's the whole thing, okay? I can't really blame the guy. I got to blame the company for not vetting him or putting him like, hey, this is what you're going to be doing, and having him do it, say, yep, you're the right kind of guy. We want you.
And was it one point that he was actually almost, I thought he was like cracking up as he was talking, like he said something.
He was doing like a southern drawl accent, you know, out of nowhere. And
but I think
like,
on purpose he was doing that a little bit, but it still wasn't coming off not that good when he was doing it.
I don't know.
Love the We Want Lana chance. That was great.
I feel bad for the guy too, because if you notice, he tried to get out of the ring, he whiplashed his head against the bottom rope. It's like, oh.
Yeah, not a good night.
Yeah, that was not a good night for that dude. So, yeah, it's, when it comes to the hype of it, I don't know. It seems like it's happening later and later, and maybe it is just me, you know, all of them kind of melting together, wondering where the hype is at this, you know, time. But, I mean, the bottom line is they're going to do really good business for this show. I mean, they're going to have a boost when it comes to people getting the network to watch Mania. They're going to, you know, do close to a sellout crowd. How many of those are actually tickets that are sold? A lot of them. Now, I mean, we'll see how many people are in attendance, but how many they sold is going to be different, but I don't think it's going to be this astronomical difference. You know, business for WWE is doing good overall, and I know some people say, like, well, why the hell are they doing good business when, you know, we don't like the stories that they are telling right now? Shouldn't those fit hand in hand? And obviously they don't always.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to do a good, like you said, they're going to do good regardless. It's just a question of what the long term is going to be as far as after WrestleMania. Are these people going to still have the network afterwards? Mm-hmm. Are people still going to be interested? So you always say it's like this is almost like the season finale, because if they don't really have seasons, this is almost the season finale of a year in WWE. What's the next year going to bring now as you make the build toward Dallas? And then that's something that it'll see if the night after WrestleMania, if they're actually going to you know, start building or actually promoting it like they did 1 year, you know, leading up to the Miami WrestleMania, WrestleMania 28, where they already have a match set up or have some sort of something where we're anticipating what's going to happen in Dallas because they want to start selling tickets right away. So this is a time, very crucial time of year for WWE. Yeah, they're going to make all their money, but it's also you don't want to piss people off at the same time, because if you're going to do a bad show, then, you know, it's the WWE Network is a great thing because you really can gauge the interest and how people are resonating with your product. So if people aren't resonating with your product, then, you know, you see numbers dwindle.
Well, I think it's an interesting move that the day after Mania, they're going to have a conference call to announce how many subscribers they have to the network.
Yeah, because they're going to take advantage of all those new subscribers so they can announce that number before it tapers off, maybe.
Absolutely.
Hopefully not, but
I almost wondered, and I mean, they haven't said anything. I assume they're not going to do it. If they didn't, that after that Raw, which is, you know, one of the most anticipated Raws of the year, if they would do a sit-down with Stone Cold and Vince McMahon again.
That'd be great. I'd love those podcasts that happen.
So that way he could say, what did you think about Mania that happened last night? Where are we going? You know, and different things like that. You know, what about Raw tonight and what you did, you know?
Almost like a state of the company, like address in a way, like
right.
where you see things, where you stand. Every couple months, that'd be great to have that sort of dialogue.
I just wondered if they would want to do it the day after Mania just to take advantage of that.
I think, well, when you said that, I really thought, I was like, okay, that's probably why, because they're going to see the numbers, the subscribers at its peak, and then they're going to want to promote that number.
Right.
Which, well, you can't blame it. It's actually pretty, really smart.
Oh, yeah. It's just,
great,
you know,
move.
And a lot of times when they do the Austin podcast with, you know, McMahon and with Triple H, it was to get people to sign up for the network. You know, they've already got a reason, a hook right now for people to do it, and that is Mania. So I don't know if the timing would be where they want it. Maybe they would do it, say, you know, in 3 or 4 weeks, they would do another one. So, but I mean, they should do one like every probably 3 months, do it 4 times a year.
Yeah. And for that call that you said, is that going to be like a live call where people in attend? Because, you know, a lot of media is going to be in the area for that event. So are they going to have it as a phone call or are they going to have it over the phone?
Yeah, it's a phone call. Okay. You got to call in.
Okay.
But they sent out a press release. It's got the phone number.
Yeah.
I mean, all the info is out there for anybody who wants to dial in. So I don't know how many people will, but, you know.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's going to be a big number. And it is smart for them to do it then because, guess what, everybody's signing up right now to go and watch WrestleMania. So, I mean, they're going to do like 1.5, 1.6 million subscribers, I think.
You think that high a number, huh?
Well, maybe that's a little bit high. Okay, probably 1.3 to 1.5.
All right, we'll see. That's your bet. We'll see what happens.
I mean, I've got a pretty big range there, but, you know. Yeah.
But you think over a million, I mean,
oh,
1.6,
yeah.
Like 5 or so. Yeah, I mean, they already have a million.
Because, I mean, if you only sign up just for the 1 month to see WrestleMania. Well, the other thing is, too, do you want to watch WrestleMania live or do you want to watch The Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah. Imagine
season
the
finale.
Of that. Like,
season oof. Finale of Walking Dead. Yeah.
I mean, like the timing, has that ever happened before in past years? I know the finale kind of happens around this time.
Did it happen 1 year where we not only got, we had WrestleMania, but it was also the first night of Game of Thrones?
Yeah,
and Mad
I think
Men.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And Mad Men last year. All happened on the same night. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to hurt their buys at all, though?
No.
Walking Dead? Yeah.
No, because
I mean, I feel like
people don't
want to
watch
year,
it live. So. They can, you know, they can watch on the network. You know,
yeah.
They'll have access to Mania for...
Well, they'll gauge buys now this year probably through, more than anything, through, like you said, the WWE Network subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, the interesting number for me is who's going to actually buy the pay-per-view version of this. I want to see that.
They will still get...
This is the first, you know, we've already gone a year now with the WWE Network, how it affected the pay-per-view buys from
right.
last year to this year.
They'll still get, like, 300,000 buys.
So they're going to make, you know, really good money then.
Yeah, they'll do it.
If you combine both, then it's going to be the most watched. They could promote it, like, as the most watched WrestleMania of all time.
Oh, yeah, I expect that to happen. And then next year, like you said, they're going to try to put 100,000 people in AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Will Jerry Jones appear on WrestleMania next year?
Will we all get free cell phones?
Ooh.
These are the questions.
I know. I always like my little goodie bag.
This year we're getting jeans, I think.
We're getting Levi's.
That's Dean cool. Ambrose branded jeans.
I brought this question up on another podcast. Are Dean Ambrose and Luke Harper shopping at the same place?
I made that joke the other day.
Yeah. My goodness. They got the same ring attire.
Luke Harper hasn't bought something. It looks like jeans and a t-shirt. You know, it's made to think that he hasn't shopped.
I mean, he's got baggier jeans than Seth, and his shirt's obviously a little bit bigger. I think that Dean is buying newer shirts, or it's just that Luke just isn't washing his.
Yeah, one of the two things. But I think they should do some sort of, like, skit or so, or backstage segment with the two, with the wife beater and the jeans.
Oh, my God. Well, it's great. It's not even a true white beater. I mean, that'd be white.
Yeah. One thing we didn't touch upon, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Mm.
And part of me is disappointed that we're not getting, unless they're probably going to do this after Mania, I guess, because they're going to have the turn happen with Mizdow and Miz. We're not having that match one-on-one.
Yeah.
And we're not having Goldust versus Stardust. If we're going to have only that one match, I'm kind of disappointed it happened in last month. It didn't happen at WrestleMania.
I think, I thought maybe they were like, we're just going to hold it off because we've already got the card filled for Mania, so we can do that match like at Extreme Rules or something. But I don't know if they've gone away from it totally now or not.
I mean, they haven't even mentioned anything about it. So it's weird.
I think they've gone away from it because they didn't like that last match. But you can't. Someone had to tell them to do the match that style. Someone had to. So, and that's why it didn't work out the way that they wanted. I mean, just the story they were telling in that match was not good.
No, and that deserved a lot more than if that's the end of it. It's going to be really, it's almost like when Matt Hardy faced Jeff Hardy that one time. I don't know, it was a little, people were a little disappointed about when that happened.
Right.
So I really hope they revisit it and they have that match because they both deserve, like, I think they have there's a lot of potential there.
I'm going to call that match the Andre the Giant Memorial Sheamus Returns Battle Royal.
Battle Royal? So you think Sheamus is going to win the match?
Yeah. If I had to guess.
I wanted Axel Mania to win the match.
You wanted who? Oh, Axel Mania? Oh, my God. That'd be fantastic, man. Some people get on me about that.
And Hogan comes out and they pose together. You what know, a moment. That'd be a WrestleMania moment.
Here's the thing about that, okay? I know some people are like, Curtis Axel, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Okay. The guys, you got to find your niche. You got to find something that, you know, gets you on TV every week and is entertaining. And guess what? This is a guy that really didn't have a spot, and he's made the most of this opportunity. So I give him a lot of credit for it.
Yeah, I think it's great. He took the ball and ran with it and made it a thing. Like, it was trending. He's gotten most fan support he's ever gotten, the most interest he's ever gotten. I mean, he's trading shots back and forth with Snoop Dogg.
What was it, 2 weeks ago?
This wasn't happening weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks ago when he actually tore the shirt and the crowd went nuts? That was great.
Yeah, and he had that back. Oh, I don't know what show it was. Was it SmackDown or something? But he had that promo where it was almost like the old Hogan promo with the background, and he was talking.
It's fantastic stuff, man. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to find a spot when they give you an opportunity. Find something and go with it. You know, and it's not going to hurt him. I know some people say, "Oh, well, it's this goofy thing. It's going to hurt him." I mean, it's not even worse than what he was doing before.
No, yeah, he's definitely up there right now. I mean, people, it's all about TV time, and you're getting that TV time that he wasn't getting before.
Yeah. So
this may be his last shot right now. So
I don't know, but I mean, I like the stuff he's doing. That's another good idea. I don't like the Battle Royal because you just had the Royal Rumble. I don't like having another Battle Royal at Mania. If you want to do it on a dark match, I guess so, but I just don't like the idea of doing it. And I've gone on a rant about this before. I don't like the idea that everybody's got to get a Mania. And I know it's great for the talent and everything, but you know what? I know you might have worked hard the entire year, but life isn't fair sometimes, and not everybody gets to be on WrestleMania. And I just don't like this idea, like, oh, let's make this a multi-person match, and this one a multi, you know, and we got to do this match so we can fit more people in, just to get everybody on WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for those guys, I think, to have this Battle Royal every year, but there's a lot of guys in there that, you know, deserve to have an actual match.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just because you're on the card you should get a WrestleMania. You should be on WrestleMania because, you know, it used to be where, you know, you it's like almost earning that spot. I mean, a lot of, you know, they all earn their spot by working throughout the year, but it was you know, it's a competition as far, it's also politics, but also competition. If you're doing good, if you're doing well, if you're getting over with the crowd, that you should get that opportunity where you're actually having a match, the spotlight on you to have that match.
What are you thinking about the Hall of Fame class this year?
It's interesting. I mean, it's not star power wise. I mean, it's unfortunate because, you know, Macho Man's no longer with us, but they've kind of, it's almost been like a slow build because, you know, Kevin Nash hasn't even been announced yet. And I'm surprised because that's someone that I would think they wanted to announce early on to get more people excited, or they're waiting to the end because they want to get that last ditch effort of interest.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Medusa, Alondra Blaze's Hall of Fame speech, actually, because I want to see if she's going to actually do that symbolic moment where I think she should, where she should take the trash can and then take the woman's title out of the trash can, kind of like writing it wrong in a way.
Yeah, I can see something like that. I
like the fact that it's almost like rivals. Almost, this could be a theme, Hall of Fame rivals, because you have Sam Martino inducting Larry Zbyszko. Apparently, you have Shawn Michaels inducting Kevin Nash, although that hasn't been announced yet. You have supposedly Ric Flair inducting Fujinami. And then you even have, who is the other one I'm trying to think? The singles. Maybe I'm missing. I think that's it. But,
well,
yeah, so you have that. Oh, Hogan inducting Macho Man.
Right.
So it's almost like rivalries, you know, rivals inducting each other.
Well, who's going to induct her?
You think who's going to induct Medusa?
Yeah.
I would love to see, you know, Heyman induct Medusa because of, you know, their history together and because, you know, the Dangerous Alliance, and I think he would do a good job and, you know, doing her justice. But it's probably going to be another, you know, maybe a diva, existing diva today, maybe like an AJ or a Paige.
Hmm.
I could see that happening. I mean, I don't see they bringing in Bull Nakano or someone like that to do the honors.
Yeah, I don't know about, who would it be? Yeah, probably, I could see Paige, something like that, you know, talking about everything they did. I'm not sure.
I mean, it would be nice to have someone with like history with her,
right?
Someone who's worked with her, you know.
Well, I don't think they're bringing Sonny back in though. Do it?
No, but maybe like a rival. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you know. And then did they announce? I mean, I assume Triple H is doing Schwarzenegger, right?
They didn't. Probably, I would assume that would happen, but right. I didn't. They haven't announced that. They haven't announced Kevin Nash yet, but I'm just going assuming that they will be.
I'm not the biggest fan, and I understand if they do it, and it sounds like they're going to do it, that Nash is going to go on last. And I know Macho's not there, but I'd still put him last.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's the headliner. He should go on last.
That's the one that people want to see the most and been waiting for it.
Yeah, so. And they're gonna be listening to Hogan. They're gonna be listening to who is Lanny Poffo.
Yeah, Lanny's accepting. Yep.
Yeah, they're gonna listen to him, and he's a great talker. So I think that'll be really good.
You know what? I would have Lanny out there, and I would have Steamboat out there too. I want Ricky there for that because I mean, you've seen even the video package that they did for Savage going into the Hall of Fame and Steamboat talking about their match at Mania 3. He's so proud.
A tear in his eyes.
Exactly. He gets emotional about it, just talking about it, how much it means to him. You know,
yeah,
so
people still talk about that match today.
I want Ricky there to be a part of that. I would want that to make that like just a celebration of the man's life. And I want to bring as many people that were involved that I could. I'd want to do like this big thing. And, you know, if that means you get 6 or 8 or 10 people out there to celebrate it, do it.
He deserves it. Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely. You know, I want anybody and everybody that I can. I mean, if his wife could be out there, if mom, you know, anybody that could be a part of it, I want him there. I want him.
Because it's such a milestone moment.
It absolutely is. So, you know, but we'll see.
I know he doesn't come out unless it's like, as far as him doing it, but even Vince McMahon coming out just to show that it's okay, you know, that everything was okay.
Right. Like at the end of it, when the confetti or whatever, you know, and then he is... comes out, you know, and shakes everybody's hand or whatever, when, you know, it'd be great. Make it a special moment. Because for a lot of the fans, that's what it is. It's a huge special moment.
Yeah, it's a night of celebration. It's a night of remembrance for him. And people, you know, all the Macho Man shirts are going to be in the crowd, all the different colors.
So what else do you got planned for Mania Week?
Well, I'm going to be using it as, that's another thing about WrestleMania. They choose a place, and sometimes you've never been there before, and then sometimes, you know, it's a place that you wouldn't even find yourself going to. So mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. Like the first couple of days or 2 days is like just taking in the sights of San Francisco, and then just going to check out Jim Ross's show, and then Access,
mm-hmm.
and then Mania, and then Hall of Fame, hopefully, and Raw, hopefully, and just check out the site.
Yeah, I'm packing in as much stuff as I can, you know, and there's still a couple of things I'm wondering if I could still go to, you know, but yeah, I mean, make the most of it while you're out there and see everything that's going on. I'm a little bit ticked off at a particular place there in the Santa Clara area. The theme park is not having its grand opening for the year or its first day open of 2015.
Wow, what a missed opportunity.
Until Saturday.
Oh,
and
okay.
They're going to be open. So they're not open during the week. They open Saturday and Sunday, and they're only open for weekends for like the first month.
They're not going to be open on Monday?
No.
Weird.
I want to go to a theme park while I'm there, man. I wanted to go to this park. And I was
that's originally what
I was going to do. Well, that one's closed too. It's got the same schedule. It's only open on the weekend.
Really?
Yep. Yep, I've checked theme parks in the entire area, and that was going to be my Thursday. I get in on Wednesday, I was going to go on Thursday, I was going to spend the day at the theme park, and I was like so excited, I had this planned a while back, and I never, and they didn't have the hours released yet, and I was like, okay, they're just deciding what hours, and I finally found out, guess what, park doesn't even open, it's not open during the week, it's only open on weekends, beginning that Saturday, and only for like the first 4 weeks. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
No theme park.
I figure they would want to take advantage. Yeah, a lot of people are on spring break, so they'll be in the area, too.
I want to go to the theme park, man. Different coasters.
You live in a freaking Orlando where there is theme parks all over.
Okay, so maybe
you're surrounded by theme parks.
So maybe on Friday night I'm going to Magic Kingdom, and I've already made my Fast Pass selections. Maybe I just renewed. I just renewed my annual pass to go to Universal Studios.
You are spoiled. But you are spoiled.
I want to go experience another theme park.
You're spoiled.
I like theme parks. Hey, I'm not like Scotty Too Hotty, who finally got to go to the Disney World in, Japan? You finally got to go, so. By the way,
yeah,
as we're speaking.
Yeah, he's a big theme park guy.
Yeah.
McFoley also.
As we're speaking, Scotty might be still stranded at the JFK Airport in D.C., so.
Did you ever go to a theme park with him?
I have not been yet. I did go to one with Jim Mitchell one time, the Sinister Minister.
Did you do karaoke?
Did not do karaoke, but we started drinking before lunch at that time.
Nice.
Not only did we do that, not only did we have a beverage, but we ate a very early lunch and then immediately went on a big roller coaster.
Oof. Did that end well?
Oh, it was fine for me.
Okay.
He was okay, too, but yeah. It was,
okay.
He got noticed a couple of times, as you can imagine. Yeah, I've been to, let's see, how many people have been, wrestlers I've been to theme parks with? Three or four. Well, you have to count, like, when TNA was taping there all the time. Like
yeah, they were all over.
Like, a guy, they'd get there, like, at 1 o'clock, and they could go into the park, and it'd be like, okay, I don't have to do anything until 4 o'clock, and they'd go duck into the park for an hour or so. Yeah.
Good times.
Yep. The problem is that a lot of times they had to get like somebody to go with them, like from the park, because otherwise they could be mobbed depending on who they were.
Yeah, depending on who they were, yeah.
Yeah, it's always depending on who you were. So I will say this, though. I don't think the scene, because I did go to the TNA taping this past weekend. I went to one of the shows. The scene afterwards at one of the local sports bars, not what it once was after a TNA show.
You mean as far as the wrestlers going to the Ale House or Fridays or something?
Yeah. It used to be just like, take over the bar. That doesn't happen anymore, unfortunately.
Maybe because they don't drink.
No, it's not as many guys. Well, I don't know.
You're like, no.
That's not it. It's kind of sad. Well, dude, I remember one time when they had, TNA was in town doing a taping, and Raw was in town, and like people from both companies showed up at the Ale House. That was interesting.
Yeah, that's, I bet.
It was really interesting when there was a certain couple that had broken up, and one of them had also been with somebody else, and all of the people involved were there.
Ooh.
And you can imagine the people I'm talking about. So, it never got, there was no animosity or anything, but there was like, you stay there, and I'll stay here, and we'll all be good.
Wow.
That was an interesting scene. That's the good thing about being in town when you got a bunch of wrestling shows. And hey, you know what? You never know who you're going to run into if you're in the Bay Area for WrestleMania next week.
That's another fun thing about going there is seeing around town, you run into people.
Yeah, I don't think it's, well, last year was a little bit of a wild scene in New Orleans with drinking down on Bourbon Street, so.
Yeah.
You wanted to stay out late?
That was interesting.
You could definitely meet some people last year and in a very interesting state as well.
You could probably say the same this year. I mean, I'm sure that's not going to stop anyone.
I know one guy that did not work for WWE, but is a wrestler that missed a flight because he was having a really good time on Bourbon Street.
Oh, and you know who that person is?
I absolutely know who that person is. And the funny thing is the day he actually did make his flight, I ran into him at the airport.
So that's how you found out?
Yes.
That's why.
I met three people at the airport when I was coming back. One of them was this guy, who I will not name. Another is a WWE performer who was trying not to get noticed, but of course I noticed him and talked to him for a minute. The other, which I can say, was X-Pac, who was going through the airport and loved the attention. Loved that people were coming up to him, took pictures of everybody, signed autographs. He was not shy about saying, X-Pac is on the scene.
Well, he was probably on cloud nine because that, you know, the Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, absolutely he was.
With all those guys back on stage.
I like Pac. We get along great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his butt had been healed up by that point, too, so, you know, it was all good. I'm sorry I had to bring that up. Poor guy. He'll never live that down. So, everybody can follow Scott on Twitter. It's at SM Fishman. You can see all the times that Mick Foley puts him over there. And then you can go to the fighting section of the Miami Herald, MiamiHerald.com, and just look that up. And Scott is a contributor there on the website. And, in fact, what's some of the newer things you got up there? You got a Jim Ross column up there right now, right?
Yeah, and then coming up, I have Chris Jericho.
Mm.
I have Conan and Paul Heyman coming up.
Dear Lord, look at you, man, Mr. Popular. Mr.
A lot of work. It's WrestleMania season. You got to get it while you can.
It's WrestleMania season. So, Scott, looking forward to hanging out with you next week at Mania, buddy.
Yep. We'll have stories. We'll have to do a post-podcast. Post-WrestleMania podcast.
That's already being worked on.
All right.
Cool. Talk to you then, buddy.
Thanks.
The talking is over.
Thanks for downloading Between the Ropes.
Man, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
For more, go to BetweenTheRopes.com and subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.